All right? But if you have clarity, I am going to give you this, since it's been really more of a teaching night. So with my children, now this is not the way I was raised at all. And it's not what I had witnessed. I didn't have friends and colleagues at that time to learn from, and I didn't read it in a book. And so I was kind of fumbling. But I kind of got the grasp that if I wanted to do a good job, I kind of needed to define it. And so I thought, well, what is it I want to accomplish as a mother? And so I thought of all the pain I was in. And I thought, if my kids had self-esteem, I think they could learn anything else. I think that if you don't have good self-esteem, you sabotage, it's always harder, you people please, just you get addictions. All the hard stuff to me was around low self-esteem. So I decided that my mission as a mother was to deliver to my children a high level of self-esteem, self-love. So when they drove me crazy and I only had pain bodies and reactive emotions and my memories of what it was to parent from parents that I wouldn't recommend, I would stop. Sometimes it looked like this. I'll be right back. And I would leave the room before I said all those things I didn't want to say because they were just programs. And I would think, now, Helen, what is it you want again? I want these children to grow up into adults that have great self-esteem. Everything else is up to them. So if that was what I really wanted, besides wanting to physically abuse them, insult them, guilt them, curse them, or make them cry, if that's what I really wanted, even though the emotional body is telling me all these other stories, then what is the action, or what is the lecture, or what is the consequence, or what is the direction I would give them? And I would figure it out. Well, what would that look like? I have no idea because I never experienced that. Nobody ever did that for me. So I would reach for it. And yes, there was a time I had to go to a school counselor and say, I really need help. I've never been in this situation and I don't know what's right. I went to somebody who would know. But because of that one goal, my kids are incredible. One day I was learning, I was doing this thing, and it was a meditation series you do for 21 days. And the point of the whole meditation was, I am the most important person in my life. Okay, that goes against everything I was ever taught. I had to do the 21 days 3 times, but anyway. So one day, I remember I'm like coming up the stairs, and I'm like, Josh, hey, honey. And he's like, 16. I'm like, who's the most important person in your life? I'm thinking, he's going to say, mama, because you're in front of my face, right? No. And he thought about it, and he looked around, and he says, well, that would be me, right? It's my life. And I'm like, oh, my God, he gets it. And was I jealous? Yes. But do you see the difference? My kids really like themselves. That took me, okay, 50 years, but, you know, they're doing it. They're living it. They're able to contribute to society, to their friends, to themselves, to their family in ways that were not possible for me. And the only reason that happened is because I had clarity. So that when the pain bodies kicked up, when the emotional systems kicked up, when the old stories of it's more comfortable to know how to feel bad in ways that I already feel bad kicked up, I could say, yeah, but that's not what I want. I want to align to this. So that's just one example. Do I have that clarity as a healer, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a teacher? Yes, I do. I took the time to ask really good questions over and over and over until I got clear on what I think I would have peace with.